Patrick, alcoholic. No worries, man. You're good. So, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philly, and moved down here a couple years ago. So I'm a little bit newer to the area. So basically, the way my story starts is I grew up in, or was born in not the nicest part of town, then moved to the nicer part of town. And I think for me, like, that's really where it all started. I had that void of, like, I don't belong here. My dad had a bar in that part of town, moved to the new side, didn't fit in the new side, go back to visit, I don't fit in there either because really I'm from over here. And I think really that's like the confusion of that is kind of like where it started for me, and just that running rampant of, you know, I'm not good enough or I don't fit in. So I was always a good kid, though. I always did what I was supposed to do. Stayed out of trouble, like very good kid, actually. Growing up throughout school, like played sports, like Kevin was talking about. And then really what happened was, I remember one day in high school, I decided, like I consciously made this decision that, okay, I'm going to, like, I guess it was a part of that whole fitting in thing. I'm going to drink and I'm going to go over to the other side. I'm going to finally, you know, fit in. It was like a big decision for me. I don't know if it was like that for anybody else, but it was like, I'm going to do this. And I got completely wasted and got in a fight and threw up and all this stuff. And I remember like my head hurting the next week in school and feeling like I was a part of, though, now. Like I you know, fit in. And when I drank, I definitely, you know, felt some kind of like that relief and just didn't care about any of that stuff anymore. And then basically, like, the more I look back, the more, pretty much every time I drank, I did black out. And it was always trying to control it and trying to get, like, you know, I'm not that bad. I come from, like, a blue-collared kind of a background where, like Kevin was talking about, very similar. My parents were young and when they had me, and it was a party house, and there was just always stuff going on. And the way that they grew up, and the stories that they told me, I was just doing what they did. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to get mad at me? I'm doing same shit you guys did. And I really carried that. And when I went to college is when everything got really bad, though. I went across the country to Arizona State, which was probably, like, the worst idea. Yeah, so I, at that point, I'm very much like I noticed about myself that I kind of just like blend in with whoever I'm around and just like kind of just start being like whoever I'm around and start getting, like, I can easily get swayed into a group of friends that are doing certain things, and I kind of just like got mixed in with the wrong crowd. And just really started drinking heavy and, you know, using really heavy. Failed out, came home, was working in construction, like Kevin was saying. Got a lot of common with Kevin. That's when I was like, it really got bad. Like, Arizona State is where I got introduced to all the drugs and everything like that. But then when I got home, then I was just trying to bury it even deeper that, like, you know, I'm a screw up, I'm a failure, all that stuff. And on top of it, working for my dad, I think, was really like something that, you know, I was like the the owner's son and everybody would be like, dad, and say all that stuff. But it really got to me, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna show, like, I don't need any of you guys. I'm gonna show you. And that whole thing, I just pushed everybody away. And that's even something that I've had to deal with a lot throughout sobriety, which I'll kind of get into, but it's like a mechanism for me. But I got into, so when I got sober the first time, I was like 19. When I was in Arizona, I came back and was like just using like really heavy and got into rehab and just told my parents, like, you know, I can't do this anymore. I was literally just using every single day and drinking every single day and couldn't live without it and all that. So it was like back and forth for a while for me. You know, I'm 30 now, so it's been like 10 years in the program, not sober, but there was for the first 5 years, it was really, just me going in and out. And when I got out the first time of rehab, it was like I was going to take over the world. I was going to change, and I was going to show everybody finally that, like, who I really am and who I was supposed to be. And I got involved in like this specific like training program. It was like a personal growth training and development program that had all these seminars and stuff like that. And I started to like kind of like work for them and enroll people into the seminars. And I kind of like pushed AA to the side. And I stayed sober for like years and then ended up drinking again. So basically what ended up happening was after being in and out for a while, really doing the same stuff, you know, I have all the stories about waking up in a jail cell, holding cell, not knowing how I got there at all, crashing into a pole and coming to and being like, oh my God, like what happened? All those different stories of getting arrested and drugs and all the, you know, stuff that happens. But it wasn't any of that. You would have thought, like, you know, like everyone talks about, you would have thought all that stuff would have stopped me. And what it was for me was like kind of like what I was talking about before when I pushed everybody away. It was the isolation for me when I was using and kind of like drinking by myself that it just, the more that I used or drank by myself, the more I just started to pay attention to the way that I really felt inside. And it was really just like my spirit wasn't right. You know what I mean? It messed up my spirit just being not okay with who I was. And I started to, it was like, then I would get high or drink or whatever, get drunk, and really feel like terrible about myself deep down inside. And eventually, after doing that a lot, it just got old and started to pay more attention to how terrible I felt about myself than the actual, you know, high or drinking or being drunk or whatever. So eventually I got sick of all that. And I finally decided to get sober. So I had been sober before. I just had like such a hard time with AA, man. It was so hard for me to admit. Like I said, I have a giant ego and wanted to prove everybody that I didn't need it. And I stayed sober for years without it and then tried to drink again and all that. And then eventually coming back was tough. But it was definitely humbling, and it was like, okay, I cannot do this by myself. If I've learned anything throughout my journey, it's that, like, by myself, it's just, I just can't do shit. And basically, I went back to a guy that had sponsored me before, And he said, well, I tried sponsor, it didn't work, so why don't you use my sponsor, basically, like messing around. But no, I gave his sponsor a call, and he took me through the steps. And I can remember when he sat me down and took me through like the first couple steps. I remember doing step three and really seeing it and really letting go and really like feeling free for the first time ever, really. I remember like driving home past the Philadelphia airport and just like, it's that far-fetched thing that people talk about, but I definitely had some kind of like overwhelming thing happen where it was like that spiritual experience. And that was it for me. I started to realize that like there was nothing for me to ever really worry about. If I had a higher power taking care of everything, or if I'm leaning on his will, then I don't ever have to, figure anything out or try and control or force anything anymore and get all anxious and all, bent out of shape over stuff, because everything's taken care of. I just got to chill and hang out and just live. And it's a gift. Just a totally different perspective on life in general. So, basically, I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, is it kind of short? That's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, I've definitely, with the whole isolation thing, I've definitely realized that like how I was talking about not being able to do anything on my own or pushing people away. When I was drinking, that kind of is how I ended up. And if I've learned anything recently, it's like even throughout sobriety, that same thing can definitely happen. So I've definitely learned the value of just being connected with people, showing up, doing stuff like this, being in meetings. That was the thing for me where it was like, it's worked for millions of people all over the world in multiple different languages and countries. Like, maybe this thing actually works. And I'm not perfect and don't, do everything, the right way and everything like that, yada, yada, like how everybody says. But when I wake up and turn my will over and pray and just kind of let go and let God, everything works out. And then I take everything back and try and do everything my way and force and control stuff. Everything goes to shit. So for me, I'm just like super grateful to be able to be introduced to this program, be able to see, put my shit down on paper and see, what's actually going on. Like, oh my God, I'm actually just living in this trap of just being like a 90-year-old angry man or 70 or whatever in a 30-year-old's body. So I'm just grateful to be a part of the program and, grateful to be here and that I got that. And that's all I got.